Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. I'm Brandon Shanahan, joined today by Teresa Hartley, the Director of Transportation for the Mid Prairie School District, who just held their first round of bus evacuation drills.
So let's just get started with this. What is the procedure look like?
So each class gets on. Everybody in the district has to go through it. Each class gets on. We do. We divide it up by classes on who gets on what bus. The bus drivers go over the rules and safety procedures on the bus. As soon as they did all that and practiced the evacuations, opening the windows, the doors, and the emergency releases and the roof hatches, then they came over to me, and we talked about a fire on a bus.
And then how long have you been doing this for?
I started as transportation director last year, was my first year. And when I went to a training last year, we talked about bus evacuations. A lot of people thought it was just bus routes that needed to do the evacuations, but it's actually supposed to be the entire district.
And then what are some of the lessons that you hope kids take away from these evacuation drills?
Basically just to how to be brave and be able to get out of a bus if there would be something that happened. I myself was in an accident when I was in middle school, so I know how traumatizing it is and how scary it is to kids. So like yesterday talking about the fire on the bus and seeing all that smoke, not being scared and being able to get out and not trying to hide because they are scared.
Yeah, and then you did have the fog machine fill up one of the buses with fog. What was the reasoning behind that?
So last year, I don't know if you had heard about in Western Iowa, there was that bus that had caught on fire and a student had died in the fire. I felt like it was very important for us to go over the procedure and what it might look like. I wasn't trying to scare kids. I was just more trying to prepare them for what it could look like. Obviously, it's not going to look like the fog machine, but it gave them an idea of what can happen inside the bus when it does fill up.
And now, I know one of the big things you talked about yesterday was the amount of time that kids have. How long do kids have before the bus completely fills up with smoke?
Actually, by 5 minutes, the bus is completely inflamed. So they have 4 minutes to get out. 4 minutes isn't a long time, and even at 4 minutes, that's kind of pushing it. But we try to tell them 4 minutes. 5 minutes is when it is going to be taken over. So it doesn't take long. So we just want them to get in and get out as fast as they can.
And then, yeah, I was also in middle school, and I probably thought, oh, well, this doesn't happen. This won't happen to me. How important is it to actually have a plan and practice it as opposed to just saying, here are the exits, good luck?
Right, and that's the big thing to me, just because I have been in an accident. I know a lot of people will never go through a bus accident, and I am very thankful for that. But for those of us that would, it does happen to and it can happen to, I just wanted them to understand that I wanted to give them the tools to be able to get themselves out and others.
And then what is one of the bigger things that you take away from your own experience and try to portray that onto the students?
I think it's just, I mean, because I was in middle school when it happened to me, and just understanding that it is okay to be scared, but you still have to be able to function and get out of the bus for everybody's safety.
Excellent. Well, I think you hit all of my points. Is there anything else that I missed or that you wanted to add?
No, I'm just very thankful I work for a great district that allows me to do this and that the schools make time for me to be able to teach the kids this.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Teresa Hartley, the transportation director for the Mid Prairie School District, who just held their first round of bus evacuation drills. The next round is set to take place at West Elementary and Mid Prairie High School on November 1st. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Brandon Shanahan with KCII News.